answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Now it's up to the states to do the right thing. Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. You must follow your heart on this issue, but remember, you must also win elections to restore our culture.
That is President Trump, former President Trump, speaking today, giving a definitive statement on his views about abortion. He mentioned, basically, that if you're going to win elections to maintain our culture, improve our culture, you have to win the election. And that means for some, on the strong conservative pro-life side, they won't accept any exceptions. He's basically saying you're going to have to bend a bit here. Is that really going to happen for many? We've got a guest coming up later. We'll get into this more detail with him because I don't think he's going to like that statement by President Trump. You'll want to hear his response. That's still to come a little bit later in this hour. Thanks for joining us. Here we are, April 8, 2024. And then, of course, reminding you, News Talk STL is number one. Number one. That's all you need to remember. That's your number. Number one for live local conservative talk. And we're here for you. And Larry Connors USA is on Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we're streaming video. You can watch at Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, News Talk STL, Rumble, Facebook, Twitter. And if you miss anything, you can pull it up as a video or audio podcast at LarryConnorsUSA.com or LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. Glad to have you either way. So you good with the solar eclipse today? Everybody see what they thought they would be able to see? Depending on where you were exactly with the cloud cover, that might be obscuring some of your view. We cover a wide area as far as geographic for the signal, much less using the app. So if you were in the zone, you might have had up to 4+ minutes of darkness. And that reminds me, this is true. I'll repeat it again later because it's almost, are you serious? In the past, we sometimes have lunar eclipses where the shadow of the sun falls across the moon and blocks the moon. And I've had folks ask, literally, can we look at the moon without hurting our eyes? The sad part is they walk among us, and some of them actually vote. Well, anyway, it was a big event, and I hope you were able to see the best you could from wherever you were. Now, back to the main issue of Donald Trump today making his statement regarding abortion. Here is part of the base statement he released earlier.
Under my leadership, the Republican Party will always support the creation of strong, thriving, and healthy American families. We want to make it easier for mothers and families to have babies, not harder. That includes supporting the availability of fertility treatments like IVF in every state in America. Like the overwhelming majority of Americans, including the vast majority of Republicans, conservatives, Christians, and pro-life Americans, I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious baby. What could be more beautiful or better than that?
And that might be the point of contention. But I want you to hear a CNN report as they try to lay out basically what they say is a landmine, and Trump is going to be stepping on it.
Well, after months, not just weeks, of sidestepping this issue and not being very clear with where he stands
on abortion. Donald Trump released a video statement this morning saying that he believes it should be left up to the states. He also took credit for overturning Roe versus Wade, saying that he had stacked the Supreme Court with the three conservative justices that helped do that. And that's kind of where he leaves this. And I want to just remind you, Sarah, that this is exactly what we have seen from him for months. He believes that this issue is a political loser. That's what he tells people privately and publicly. He notes that this is something that Republicans are very vulnerable on, and he recognizes the political landmine that kind of comes with this issue.
CNN is overstating that Trump recognizes this as a political issue that could be devastating. There are parts and segments when it comes to pro-life that become divisive, even among GOP conservatives, pro-lifers. And threading that needle does take finesse, and I'm not sure it's going to be acceptable to many, if any, when it's all done. There are those who are flat, without question, no abortion. And Trump has just acknowledged some of what he accepts, danger of the mother, the child, things of this nature, incest. That's a breakpoint for some. And then this IVF issue, in vitro fertilization, where a couple is unable to have a baby and maybe they're getting sperm donated, egg and sperm, and or maybe even within the two of them, they're worried about down the road we may not be able to have kids due to cancer or something like that. So the eggs are harvested and fertilized. And an Alabama court ruling recently said those eggs are to be treated as human beings. If you drop them and destroy them, you killed 4 or 5 babies, depending on how many eggs you drop. I want you to hear Trump's statement specifically on that again. On IVF.
The Republican Party should always be on the side of the miracle of life and the side of mothers, father, their beautiful babies, and that's what we are. IVF is an important part of that, and our great Republican Party will always be with you in your quest for the ultimate joy in life. Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the 9th month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that.
That attitude of some on the left, they don't consider that extreme. They will talk about MAGA extremists on abortion, but they do not want attention drawn to what he just stated. There are those that are willing to have abortion right at the moment of birth or even after birth, when the baby is put to the side and then the doctor and the mother deciding, do you really want this baby or should we end it right here? This is after the baby is born. IVF, though, is another issue that is hanging in the balance as to which way votes are going to go. In the summation line, I'm going to tell you right now, I believe that even those who are against IVF, that they think, and it is true that a lot of embryos, eggs, now, of course, according to an Alabama court, would be human beings, that many end up being destroyed. So you have to look at that part of life. Once the egg is fertilized, that is considered the beginning of life for many. So whether it's dropped or you decide to destroy them because you have no use for the rest of them, it equals the same in the minds of many, and I tend to agree with it, but there's still a battle line here. I've got a guest coming up later in this hour. He is a strong conservative pro-life Republican, but he's already expressed opposition to IVF. You're going to want to hear his view. And we're down the Vatican today. The Vatican issuing a statement, Latin for infinite dignity, dignitas infinita, released after more than 5 years in development. It focuses on threats to human dignity in the modern world. And here's the way it reads at the beginning. In the light of revelation, the church resolutely reiterates and confirms the ontological dignity of the human person, created in the image and likeness of God and redeemed in Christ. And then it addresses a dozen different views of the modern day through the lens of Scripture and church teaching, which includes abortions, human trafficking, poverty, euthanasia, death penalty, and so forth. Now, this document officially reaffirms and expands on the Catholic school or the Catholic Church teaching regarding gender theory, which it holds as an inadmissible ideology, asserting that attempts to alter an individual's immutable gender are ultimately misguided attempts to play God. May I say that again? Transgender actions are misguided attempts to play God, as released by the Vatican today. That I wholly endorsed. Well, Congress is back in session. The Mayorkas impeachment is in Chuck Schumer's hands. He can either bring it to a full vote, can dismiss it, put it in a committee, and let it slowly die. That's one issue. The other is more money for Ukraine, and this would be a question of at what political cost?
House Intelligence Committee Chair Mike Turner says he's heard some of his Republican colleagues repeat Russian propaganda on the House floor. Let's take a look at his new remarks.
We see directly coming from Russia attempts to mask communications that are anti-Ukraine and pro-Russia messages, some of which we even hear being uttered on the House floor. I mean, there are members of Congress today who still incorrectly say that this conflict between Russia and Ukraine is over NATO, which, of course, it is not. Vladimir Putin having made it very clear, both publicly and to his own population, that his view is that this is a conflict of a much broader claim of Russia to Eastern Europe, and including claiming all of Ukraine territory as Russia's. Now, to the extent that this propaganda takes hold, it makes it more difficult for us to really see this as an authoritarian versus democracy battle, which is what it is. President Xi of China, Vladimir Putin himself, have identified it as such. We need to stand up for democracy. We need to make certain that we know that authoritarian regimes never stop when they start an aggression. Ukraine needs our help and assistance now, and this is a very critical time for the U.S. Congress to step up and provide that aid.
Well, that's going to be the issue. Ukraine may still need more help, and yes, we want to stop Russia, but it's going to come back to many, and the not just conservatives, but Democrats who are thinking this through. How can we continue to allow our border to be open? We want to defend Ukraine's border? Fine. But you're not defending our border. And, of course, Speaker Mike Johnson been trying to come up with some innovative ways to provide money without directly paying, much such as a loan, or seizing Russian assets that are in this country and beginning to use them to funnel money to Ukraine. That's a good idea, I think. I don't know about the loan. I don't think we would count on Ukraine paying it off, to be quite honest. But seizing Russian assets that we have access to, yes. Use their own money against them. But despite those, and I call them innovative efforts or brand new efforts, he's still facing headwinds. His head is on the chopping block, according to Marjorie Taylor Greene, saying, you know, we're going to have a call for a vote of confidence in you, just like we did with McCarthy, and you will lose your position. This is not going to be good. I've said it before. You cannot have a merry-go-round for House Speaker leadership. It does not do the party any good. In fact, it does damage to the party, and it inflates the viability of leftists. Ed Luce is with Financial Times. He was asked on CNN, or I correct that, MSNBC, what do you think is going to end up happening?
How do you forecast this turning out? that's quite hard to forecast. I mean, you remember, we've been talking about the six-month anniversary of the war in Gaza. We're coming up on the six-month anniversary of Speaker Johnson being elected. And he inherited this Ukraine funding need and has done nothing for 6 months, has just avoided, parried, used excuses not to put this to the floor. And if it were put to the floor, as Chairmans McCall and Turner show, you would get a clear majority in the House voting for new aid for Ukraine. So I don't know what the precise contours of this package will look like, but I think we have deep grounds for skepticism that it won't include things that Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and all the kinds of people who aren't leaving Congress would like to see in that bill.
That's very possible. I think that would be a good statement. Whatever they end up with is not going to be what Marjorie Taylor Greene and others want. Now, then, of course, will it get passed? Keep in mind, with the resignation of Colorado Congressman Buck and then the Wisconsin Gallagher, they're down to one-vote majority in the House. One vote. Do you see how important the congressional race is in addition to the presidential race this time around? And not just the House of Congress, but the U.S. Senate. By the way, word coming out today, since the other issue I raised in the beginning was that the impeachment is now in the hands of Senator Chuck Schumer. The House did impeach Mayorkas, so we'll have to see what that happens with that. But then the Hunter Biden investigation inquiry continues as well. And now there's word that Hunter Biden's attorney and a top aide for the First Lady attended a White House event December 11, 2023. That was 2 days before Hunter defied a congressional subpoena to appear before Congress. That's based on White House visitor laws, logs, I should say, as quoted by the New York Post. 2 days. Well, there's another coinkydinky. They just show up at the White House a couple of days before Hunter is advised, don't show up for the subpoena. Don't testify at that point with Congress. Now, later he did, behind closed doors, but now he's balking at a public inquiry, which in the beginning he said, I want to be public. Listen, when you're telling a lie, you got to remember which lie you left so you can go back to it. He can't remember stuff. We do note this, once again, another Boeing 737 having an issue. A Southwest Airlines Boeing 737-800 forced to make an emergency landing early yesterday morning. An engine cowling blew off during takeoff from Denver International Airport. The detached piece apparently struck the wing flap. The flight was headed to Houston. Southwest Airlines said the aircraft was experiencing a mechanical issue, obviously. The airline told customers that you're going to arrive later, and they did. Separate aircraft three hours behind schedule. And passenger videos have showed the cowling peeling from the engine as the 737's taking off, then flapping in the breeze, then finally blowing away. This issue is not getting better for Boeing. I don't care how they want to spin it PR-wise. They had some time ago been accused of not being fully compliant and sticking to true inspection reports, and the FAA is also apparently not doing its job. We'll find out later what caused this. Remember when the plug blew out on the plane, they found out when that door suddenly disappeared, that door section, four boats were missing. How do you ignore four boats missing? All right, coming up, 40 Days to Life CEO and founder. What does he think about Trump's latest stance regarding abortion and IVF? You don't want to miss it. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Pigeons, they are everywhere, and they're very good at dive bombing freshly washed cars. Wellington Environmental reminds you, those droppings are more than a nuisance. They can be a major health issue, especially massive droppings on buildings or in parking garages. So who do you call to safely clean it up? You do what many hospitals, universities, public buildings already do. You call Wellington Environmental. Wellington Environmental has been dealing with all kinds of hazards for 35 years. Special people, special skills, special equipment. Wellington gets it done. So to avoid health issues ranging from pigeon droppings to mold to chemical leaks, contact Wellington, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. WellingtonSTL.com. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps in the afternoon.
Horace, Americans individually have lost over $4,000 in income and over $7,000 where you have a household with both parents working.
It shouldn't be, it's the economy, stupid. We should just say, stupid! It's the economy. Unbelievable the devastation that Americans are feeling.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps, weekdays at 3:30 on News Talk STL.
Are you thinking about buying medicine online? A search for online pharmacies yields more than 20 million results. But which ones can you trust? Medicines bought from unlicensed online pharmacies can be dangerous. You may get a fake drug, your condition may get worse, or you may experience a bad reaction. Don't put your health at risk. To learn how to find an online pharmacy that's safe and legal, visit fda.gov/besaferx. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Great news for my sponsor, Napoli C. And it's no surprise to me nor hundreds who have dined there. The first time I entered, it was clear Napoli C is unique. The decor, the fish, imaginative cocktails. And, of course, Napoli C is right next door to Napoli 3 in St. Charles. Napoli 2 is in Town and Country. The original Cafe Napoli is in Clayton. And I'm honored to endorse each of them. Visit any of the Cafe Napolis.
This is News Talk STL.
I was born in the rain on a Ponce train underneath the Louisiana moon. I don't mind the strain of a hurricane. They come around every June. The high black water, a devil's daughter. She's hot, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her. It takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
The Republican Party should always be on the side of the miracle of life and the side of mothers, father, their beautiful babies, and that's what we are. IVF is an important part of that, and our great Republican Party will always be with you in your quest for the ultimate joy in life. Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that.
Yeah, those who don't agree with it, they have no soul, in my opinion. Joining us now, Sean Carney, founder, CEO of 40 Days for Life, a very strong pro-life group. Sean, glad to have you on board again.
Good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Well, let me get a quick response from you from those statements from President Trump. One, regarding, that he put in motion by, I say, God's providence. He was in office so you could appoint three justices to the court. So when Roe v. Wade came up again, they could realize it's not in the Constitution. There's no way to define it, and we're going to strike it as law of the land.
Yeah, he accurately should take credit for Roe v. Wade. I mean, based on his record.
Overturning Roe v. Wade, right?
Overturning Roe v. Wade. I mean, based on his record, he's by far the most pro-life president ever. Since Roe was overturned, I think he and a lot of Republicans have continued to botch abortion. I like what he did. I like the wording that he used on some of this stuff. He said abortion rights, which is absurd. That's using their language. But I did not like his idea of a 15-week ban. I thought that was a disaster. I don't think we need it. It doesn't, that's like less than 1% of all abortions. I think it really takes steps backward after overturning Roe to then do like a 15-week ban. That would have been awesome 10 years ago, but not now. And so I think him getting out of his own way in discussing abortion and saying, look, I overturned Roe, I'm the greatest ever, it's going back to the states, is probably a pretty smart move.
It is inching to keep the party together on an issue that is obviously very divisive, even among conservative pro-lifers.
Absolutely, and eventually we need a federal ban. Eventually there needs to be...
May I stop you 1 second? We just left a federal law saying Roe v. Wade didn't exist. Now you want to go back to the Fed government for a ban as opposed to state rights?
No, well, when they overturned Roe, they said that abortion's unconstitutional. And so similarly to what we had where we had slave states and free states, that didn't work when it went back to the states. You can't be a human in Texas but not California. I think in the long run, that's not sustainable. But in the temporary, with the overturning of Roe, I understand why he's getting away from any kind of ban. Because 15 weeks made no sense. Like, what's the difference? You're 14 weeks and 6 days and you don't get to live. I mean, it's absurd.
I'm just trying to clarify, you're willing to go to a federal law again, a federal mandate?
I think we're going to have to. We can't deny the humanity of the unborn. Life begins at conception, and until our insane world recognizes that, eventually, God willing, there will be a law that protects every child. Right now, it just depends on what state you're in. I think over time, it'll be decades, but we are going to get to that point.
Well, I do think in time we will look back, or those who are here will look back and think, what a hideous, that was almost witch burning of what we see in the Salem's witch trials hundreds of years ago. But what about the IVF issue? I know you have stated before you are not in favor of Trump's position and others on IVF.
Yeah, correct. I think Alabama momentarily wraps themselves in glory and frankly, common sense. That, you know, that couple, that ding-dong, went into the freezer and dropped their kids and they splattered everywhere and killed them. And so they sued because IVF says, no, these are conceived children. So they can't be conceived children, you know, when they're frozen. And then when somebody drops them, it's like, oh, no, that's just like, a clump of cells. So I like the consistency of what they did. I mean, the Republicans are totally ill-equipped to go against IVF and articulate that, but it is common sense because these children are conceived and they're frozen.
Well, Trump is saying, I'm for IVF. What's wrong? Basically, he said, what's wrong with giving couples a chance to have a baby? It's a great thing. But you still don't buy that, do you?
Of course I don't, because you make 8 kids and you take 5 and you try to get one out of those and you either discard the others or you freeze them. And that's eugenics and extremely dangerous.
Well, if you're intentionally trying on eugenics to divide because of whatever they might appear to be based on what you could see at that point, but you are still giving life.
History is an extremely, and rightly so, harsh judge of those who try to do good in the name of eugenics.
You're right about that. I'm going to come to another point, support you on in a moment. But first of all, I've asked you before how many Republican pro-lifers are going to have to bend a little bit because Trump made it clear to protect our culture and promote it going forward, you're going to have to win the election. And if you're going to be defeated on this issue, if it is a one issue again, like we had in the midterms, you want to go that route?
No, it's the sixth issue for Democrats heading into November. The reaction to Roe had a shelf life and it's run its course. I think most Republicans will be fine saying they're proud of the Supreme Court for dragging us out of 1973 science, for overturning Roe v. Wade. It's up to the states, and we see what Democrats are doing in those states. They're promoting abortion and infanticide through all 40 weeks and afterwards. So I thought that was good, and I thought Trump did a good job of articulating that point.
So you're not worried about the pro-lifers and Republican Conservative Party losing over that issue in 2024?
I'm not. And I could be wrong, but I think that, you know, when you look at 2022 and those elections, the mood has changed on abortion. The world didn't end. No woman has died because she didn't get access to abortion. The world didn't end, and it's up to the states now. And I think Trump kind of closes a chapter on this and moves.
Well, for the Republicans there's still some openings in there. Listening to Sean Carney, CEO of 40 Days for Life, for instance, he said, I'm all about abortion in the case of incest or mother's health.
Yeah, that was a bad statement because the health of the mother can be mental health. Are you going to have anxiety if you have a child?
Well, let's drill it down. Let's drill it down directly. You are married, you have children. What if your wife is pregnant, and you could see if we continue, this would cost her life.
That doesn't happen in 2024. Even Dr. Alan Guttmacher.
Sean, can you say clearly that that doesn't happen?
It doesn't happen. Not having an abortion can't kill you in 2024. This is what current and former abortionists have told us. Alan Guttmacher, who's considered the father of Planned Parenthood, said it in the late 1960s that abortion can never save your life. It is used solely for political purposes. And Republicans have always done that. They've always kind of made the rape exception in the life of the mother and then used that language.
Well, let's accept there would be cases a mother's life is in danger.
But it's not. It's like
Okay. You won't accept any possibility at all then.
No, and it's not me, it's doctors. If anything, there's a late term abortionist who said, if anything, it would endanger the woman for her getting real care if you took time to do a late-term abortion.
I can recall over the decades I've covered such things, maybe two cases where there'd been a major wreck or the woman had been attacked and beat, shot, whatever, and their choices were, you know, she cannot bear the child because it risk her life considering the other injuries she's had. So it's not directly the abortion. Would you see an allowance there or not?
Somebody's in a wreck. You said a car wreck is going to make somebody have an abortion.
I'm saying no, not have an abortion, but injure them so severely that to have the baby, deliver the baby, would cost the vital signs that she's barely holding on to.
Look, if you're going to deliver a baby and that baby dies, that's not an abortion. An abortion is the direct killing of the unborn child.
Right.
But I'm telling you, the way that the Democrats, they love these scenarios you come up with, but they don't exist. John Roberts said, where is the woman who died because she didn't have an abortion? Planned Parenthood attorneys could provide none.
You're right.
So this is a documented thing. Where those women will be on TV every day, every single day. And you won't get doctors. That was the case in Texas. That lady said, I'm going to die unless I get an abortion. And the doctor said, that's not true. She's lying.
All right. Sean Carney, thanks for being very direct with your answers. 40 Days for Life. And we always enjoy having you on. I know the audience enjoys hearing your viewpoint.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll do it again. Sean Carney. A lot more I could have gotten into with him, but I'm afraid we're up against the clock, so we can't. Now, coming up, if you're looking for someone to stand for law and order, I present item A, Charles Barkley. Very interesting interview and his viewpoints. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I got an email which brought a smile. A woman named Mary wrote me, "We are purchasing a new roof from John Beale based on your recommendation." I thanked her then. I do it again now. Mary, I only endorse clients I believe in, and I've been a spokesman for John Beale for 10 years. It's all about trust. So if, like Mary, you need John Beale, trust me. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
News, analysis, opinion.
USA, USA! That's a big game, man!
She's really losing control.
People in China didn't ask me about people mowing each other down in a mall.
This is News Talk STL.
It is their responsibility.
Hate is a metastasizing agent.
We're all keeping a close eye on this.
Legal immigration is crazy right now.
The United States is not being overrun.
News Talk STL.
It is a crisis at the border without question.
At NewsTalkSTL.com.
This is moving season for many homeowners and businesses. Contact my sponsor, McGuire Moving and Storage. McGuire will come to you, give you a free, honest appraisal. McGuire, fully licensed, insured, local or long distance, with climate-controlled storage. McGuire Moving and Storage has the Larry Connors USA seal of approval. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I guess I grew up on an older road. A pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Till I found out that my brand new clothes came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream. Feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniel's, low number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And
this is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
And you see the streets. You see the streets of New York.
3 weeks ago on TV, they had these migrants. First of all, the border is a joke. The border is a joke.
Yeah.
So they had these migrants, they call them, had just bust up in New York. They got them on camera kicking and beating like cops. They beat up these
two cops. Yeah. Beating up two cops. But, beating up two police officers
but they were,
in the subway
Steve
station.
Nate, they were out of jail in 24 hours. And the next day.
Actually, it was the same day, Charles.
But 2 days later, they called them robbing Macy's. I'm like,
wow.
First of all, they beat up cops. How are you out of jail in 24 hours? And then clearly, 2 days later, they're robbing Macy's. Anybody, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, a dog, a cat, or a puppy, you know that's wrong, period.
Yeah. But it's woke culture. But with woke culture and everything else that's been going on, you've got folks on the left that have endorsed a more lenient legal system, and obviously folks on the right going crazy about it and calling for law and order.
Yeah, they are calling for law and order. That's an interview, Stephen Smith, in a podcast he did with Charles Barkley. And Barkley being very clear, he said, we are absolutely lost. The border is a joke. He said, anybody, even a puppy, would realize that this is wrong. And you arrest these guys, beating on the cops, and then within hours they are freed, and they're right back to going to crime, now going to a Macy's department store and trying to, they say rob, I think they're basically burglarizing it. Robbery actually is you have to take something from one individual under force. Burglary, you're just going in grabbing what you can. That's a definition difference, not big for many, but same point. They're back at crime again. Charles Barkley has nailed it for many in the nation. And as he said, it doesn't make any difference if you're Democrat or Republican. You got to look at what this is doing to our nation with these illegals coming in. And Biden is now ballooning his temporary amnesty. You stand by for this. You know how big this is going to get? Well, it's going to get bigger. He's now saying that the number of foreign nationals living in the U.S. who are eligible are receiving temporary protected status, making them ineligible for deportation, is now 1.2 million. Yep, they just simply put out and saying, well, for 1.2 million, you cannot be deported. And you're also, if you don't already have temporary protected status, we're going to give it to you. I'm looking at the number of those who have come in that have been granted this as of the end of last month. 4,000 from Afghanistan. We know how most of them and why they're here. Cameroon, El Salvador, 184,000. Haiti, 184,000. I'm going down the list here. Ukraine, 26,000. Venezuela in 2021, 239,000. 2023, 470,000. And so he's putting all of them under temporary protected status. We know that some of these have been carrying out these crimes, have been charged with them, let's put it that way, and some have been convicted of gang assaults, killings, DUI. They're from gangs out of Venezuela now and El Salvador, and we know, and he's just blanketly giving them temporary protected status. Well, once again, Charles Barkley in his view.
Who do you side with, considering our iniquitous history, what's going on today, and who the candidates are in terms of Biden and Trump, in all likelihood, running for office? What do you do, Charles? Who do you vote for?
First of all, we need law and order, Stephen A. We need law and order. Hey, trying to fix inequalities has nothing to do with letting people go in stores and rob people. That has nothing to do. That has nothing to do with diversity or having inequalities. Letting random people just run in all these stores, stealing stuff. And, you know, because innocent people, they should always be protected. But we need law and order. Yeah, do we need to address diversity and inequalities? 100%. But to go out here and says, oh, like this, but that's my personal favorite. Unless you steal $1,000, we're not going to press charges. Well, Stephen A., I want that same damn deal. I want to be able to.
How about the $53 million in prepaid credit cards for migrants?
That's ridiculous.
Black folks been in the streets, Latinos been in the streets homeless, minorities have been in the streets homeless, starving for years. We ain't never got anything like that.
Like, we're going to find $53 million. I'm like, damn, we can do a lot with $53 million. This whole thing is broken, and we need some adults to come and say, hey, listen, I understand some things, but yeah, we're just not going to let everybody run wild and do what the hell they want to do. I mean, because that's just not right. I mean, it's just not right, and it's just not fair.
And not common sense. Charles Barkley, I echo your remarks. And I'm looking here at a story that's coming out from Senator Joni Ernst, Republican of Iowa. She's saying the border crisis is now so out of control. The Biden administration is, quote, willing to steal from our nation's heroes and divert resources away from their care. She's talking about how the current administration's outrageous redirection of resources from vets is now going to illegal immigrants. And she says we need to stop this diversion of veterans' resources to illegals. Again, that should be common sense. Americans who served in our military should get what they have coming. What we said as a nation, we would give them. And we didn't say based upon your color, your age, nor even your gender or your sexual preference. You were getting it because you served this country in whatever capacity was needed. But you might not get what you have coming because it's all going to go to illegals. But then you also have on the leftist side, and I call them regressive progressives, you've got them trying to make out that Trump is the bad guy here because, you know, Trump is basically stirring hatred.
Whatever reason, there's a cohort of the American people, and I can't psychoanalyze them entirely, but I've got to believe part of that is that he does appeal to their fears, to their anger, to their sense that somehow they've been wronged, and rather than deal with the core inequities in our system, he finds a villain, and the villain happens to be people who don't look like his base, who speak with an accent, who come from somewhere else.
Well, hell, I might speak with an accent. Do I sound or look different than Donald Trump? I do in so many ways. I don't have a full head of hair. I speak with an accent. But here you have a Michigan Democrat Congressman, Dan Kildee, saying Trump is just looking to make people that don't look like him or speak like him as enemies and getting the whole nation riled up against him. That is not true. If so, Congressman Kildee, you just called Charles Barkley a racist when he's saying we need to protect our country. But never mind the facts, especially when those nasty facts get in the way of your own narrative. Isn't that true? The Israeli government is denying that withdrawing some ground forces from southern Gaza yesterday means it's going to give up on its plan to attack Hamas in the city of Rafah. Israel says there are at least four terrorist battalions still in that area. And they did pull out most of their troops, leaving one brigade to control a corridor, but says we're not really withdrawing totally. We're just allowing more humanitarian aid in, and they have done that. But they're not going to give up going after Hamas. There's division even inside Israel for what they have done. Yes, even inside Israel. One statement is that on the left, demonstrators are blaming Netanyahu for slow progress in the hostage talks. And on the right, ministers claim that Netanyahu, if he does not continue the war, they will collapse the governing coalition. So whether you Israelis are united enough to continue, one source said, we're going to have to. We still feel the pain. We remember the sights and smells of October 7th. Well, coming up, the former son of Hamas leader, we talked about him before, calls out many, if most of those who were so-called PLO supporters. He makes it clear, most, if not many of those PLO supporters, you're actually supporting Hamas terrorists.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want to give someone something which they will really enjoy? Give them a Cafe Napoli gift card. You pick the amount. They pick which of the Cafe Napolis they want to visit. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Cafe Napoli in Town and Country, Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles, or right next door, Napoli C. The Napoli gift card. It's the perfect gift for anyone or your entire office. Cafe Napoli. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
And now it's proven, and you are helping Hamas to prove it to the world that Palestine depends on the destruction of the state of Israel. And this is not acceptable, and we are not going to agree to it. And I tell you something, for the next 10 or 20 years, the Palestinian people will pay the bill that Hamas is caused today, and most likely in blood.
To you, Hamas and Palestinians are the same. They're one and the same.
After October 7, yes, there is no difference.
Really?
The vast majority of the Palestinian people support Hamas.
Really?
This is a fact. This is proven by statistics and your silence now. You cannot even condemn Hamas and say that what they did on October 7 was an act of a savage group. You don't have that power.
Said I condemn.
On what authority
question.
Do you speak? You only speak on the authority of Hamas propaganda.
No, why do you say that I'm speaking on the authority of Hamas propaganda?
Because if you were a decent human being, you can say that the thousands were killed on October 7. That was a crime against humanity. It was a genocide.
Well, you could tell he carried the audience. Again, that is the statement from Mossab Hussein Yusuf. He had been the son of a former Hamas commander. He ended up leaving them and went to Israel and joined the Israeli intel agency and became a Christian. Actually, not just Jewish, but Christian, if I understand correctly. And he's saying the PLO yell from the river to the sea is a clear call for genocide, which is exactly what Hamas is trying to carry out. It's hard to argue that point. Now, whether or not his interviewer, was trying to promote only one view. I didn't hear the whole piece, but the point being that many of those shouting for PLO, they don't really know what they're even speaking about. They do not. By the way, nearly half of British Muslims now say they would sympathize with Hamas. Nearly half of British Muslims say they sympathize with Hamas, and just one in four believe the Palestinian Islamic terrorist group committed murder and rape. One in four of British Muslims believe Hamas carried out rapes and killing attacks. How can you deny that? And then nearly half say they would sympathize with Hamas. The largest survey of UK residing Muslims in 6 months after Hamas slaughtered 1,200 and took hundreds more hostages found 46% of British Muslims sympathetic towards Hamas. And, of course, we have on our own campuses, we have students yelling and chanting and shouting, and they really don't know what they're speaking of. They're doing it because, what, it's trending? It's something they think they're actually carrying the torch for liberty and justice and freedom? No. They're carrying a wake call and support for Hamas. It happened at Pomona College. Pomona College is a liberal arts college in Claremont, California. Well, the professor, the president of the school, called out the students.
Excuse me? Everyone in this building is immediately subject to suspension. Harassment is following me with a camera. That is now clear. If you do not leave within the next 10 minutes, every student in this building is immediately suspended from this institution. If you are from Pomona, if you are from elsewhere, you immediately will be banned from this campus. Is that clear? 10 minutes.
Good. I like it. 10 minutes to clear out or you're going to be suspended. That is the Pomona president. Her name is, let me get here in front of me again. Again, Pomona is a liberal arts college in California. Gabby Starr, Pomona president Gabby Starr. She is the president of Pomona so far, because who knows what kind of backlash she's going to get because of this. Well, for many of you today, maybe you got to partake in the solar eclipse. Some stayed inside, could care less. If you looked, of course, and you were in a good area where you didn't have cloud cover, good. It'll be a while before you see another one like that, probably. And I do remind you that I hope you did not stare at the sun. We tried to tell you in advance. If you did, you might have caused damage. It might be worth you checking with your optometrist, ophthalmologist in the near future, just to make sure. Coming up, a California sheriff speaking out, saying we have been lied to by the aggressive progressives, and it's time we turn things around. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.